Billions of years from now, our sun will run out of fuel. The sun will swell up in size, engulfing Mercury and Venus and, quite possibly, Earth. Astronomers have now gotten a preview of what could be our planet's ultimate fate. Because, as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, they've watched an aging star swallow a planet.
This star is in our galaxy, about 15,000 light years away. And a few years ago, a telescope caught it briefly brightening. Over about 10 days, it became much more luminous. That caught the attention of Keisha Loy Thay. He's an astronomer now at MIT.
We weren't quite looking for this. We were looking for similar things, but not quite this.
He was looking for a certain kind of erupting star, but this clearly was something different. For one thing, the star wasn't surrounded by hot gases.
This source appeared to be surrounded by a bunch of cold gas. We were seeing signs of molecules that can only exist at cold temperatures.
This star was also surrounded by dust. And when he and his colleagues went back and looked at archived observations from telescopes, they learned that this dust had started to appear months before the sudden outburst of light. They realized that they'd just caught the star in the act of swallowing a planet.
In some ways, it's a bit poetic in that, this is going to be the final fate of the Earth, 5 billion years from now, fortunately.
In the journal Nature, they describe what happened. The star initially looked much like the sun, only more bloated. Morgan McLeod is with the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. He says, as the star expanded, its outer edge eventually came into contact with an orbiting Jupiter-like planet.
So it's slamming into the star's atmosphere continuously as it orbits around. It's heating up material, and it's expelling some of that stellar atmosphere gas from the system.
The gas and bits of the planet blew outward, forming dust. As the planet went around and around, the drag from going through star material made its orbit tighten. It got closer and closer to the star.
The process starts to accelerate. And the very end of that ramping up and acceleration is the star eating the planet in a few days.
It's like one giant gulp.
The planet actually plunges inside the star and is destroyed.
There's a belch of gas and light. And then the star pretty much goes back to looking like it did before. Smadar Naoz is an astronomer at UCLA who wasn't on this research team. She says for years, theoretical astrophysicists have been making predictions about how stars could eat their young, but no one had seen it happen.
To see that they caught one live in the act, that's very, very exciting.
She'd love to see what this star looks like years from now, to see how eating a planet changed the way it spins or its chemical makeup.
There's so much to learn and try to understand here.
After all, this kind of planetary consumption is likely happening all the time in our galaxy. It'll even occur in our own solar system. Eventually, the sun will puff up in a similar way, engulfing Mercury and Venus. But
whether or not the sun will engulf the Earth is quite controversial.
She says some think the sun will change in ways that will make the Earth move too far away to get eaten.
So it may actually avert engulfment, but it wouldn't matter because it will no longer be our beautiful Earth.
That's because long before there's any chance of getting swallowed up, the aging sun will get brighter and hotter, and all of Earth's oceans and water will boil away. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.